This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rod Stewart recently at concert played this song while he remembered Ozzy Osbourne, who had recently passed away. During Rod Stewart's concert, some call it a rather strange tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne, it was pictures that were AI generated. Some of them were videos. And it was Ozzy Osbourne with other musicians that had passed away. So while he's playing Forever Young, there's an AI-generated video of Ozzy Osbourne with Tina Turner, Ozzy Osbourne with Michael Jackson, Ozzy Osbourne with Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. And Rod Stewart even commented that it's, you know, very sad that a lot of these people died because of drugs. And he said, yes, there are rumors out there about, you know, drugs. And it's very sad that drugs take a lot of lives. And, you know, I remember I did an interview with Rod Stewart many years ago. And in fact, he was performing at the Municipal Auditorium. So that tells you how long ago that interview was. And it was a TV interview that I did with Rod. And he was, you know, coming out of a bathroom door, stall door. You know, yeah, cleaning up his nose after he had gone in the stall. So anyway, yeah, Rod Stewart had his share of that. But look, Rod Stewart would not be his age if he kept doing it. Neither would Mick Jagger or any of those guys. I mean, you got to stop that stuff. The best thing is to not even start it. You know, I sometimes will see people go into a bathroom at a nightclub or something, and I know what they're doing. They're not peeing. They're doing coke. I mean, you can just, you know, kind of tell. I mean, I know that activity because I did that back in the, you know, mid-80s. But man, that stuff is so dangerous now. I don't know why anybody does it. But anyway, fans are reacting to what Rod Stewart did. I don't think this is a bad thing. You know, one fan said on Instagram, much of a Rod Stewart concert last night, and I witnessed man-made horrors beyond my comprehension. What Rod Stewart was doing is showing the people that Ozzy Osbourne was bonding with, other musicians that had died. Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. Showing him hugging them and showing Ozzy Osbourne with them now. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But some fans said, here's what one fan said, this is a crime that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. Do we genuinely think that Amy Winehouse would be smiling at a selfie stick even in heaven? Another comment says, Prince was 100% against this type of technology. He made that very clear while he was alive. This is very much in poor taste. Jail immediately. I mean, people are talking about putting Rod Stewart in jail for showing AI-generated video of him with these different stars who have passed away. I mean, am I naive here? Am I passing over this because I'm a Rod Stewart fan? Am I not taking this seriously because I like Rod Stewart? Or am I not taking this seriously because I'm just a logical person and thinks that it would be a very comforting thing to show? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to know that Ozzy is just like hanging out with some of the top musicians who have passed away? I mean, isn't it a comforting thought to know that, you know, when we, when we die, we can go, you know, hang out with people who have also passed away. But somebody said, I think this is great. I see no disrespect. Only people that have passed on and are enjoying each other again. It's great to see smiling faces of people that have left us and gone to a better
place. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Place. Another fan says, why on earth is this disrespectful? Meeting all those stars in heaven is a good thing to wish. Stop being so sensitive. Another one says, far from disrespect, I loved it. He actually showed, was actually showing respect. You should try it, was another comment. I don't think this was bad at all. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So picture yourself at a Rod Stewart concert, and you see this tribute to Ozzy Osbourne while Rod is singing Forever Young, and it's AI-generated video of Ozzy Osbourne with Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse, all of whom have passed away. I just don't think this is anything to be sensitive about. I don't think this is bad at all. And I'm really shocked that some fans said that Rod Stewart should be prosecuted to the fullest extent and that he should be put in jail immediately. I mean, to me, that's kind of laughable.
Well,
Coleman, what are your thoughts on this?
I can understand it. All right. So I can understand the opposition to it and why it's perceived to be a bad thing. Jail time, maybe not. But a couple of questions I would have for Rod is, did they clear these AI images with the estate? Like, did the Michael Jackson estate approve it, or did Prince estate approve it? You know, I think taking liberties and saying, hey, I'm going to depict a picture of Ozzy and Amy Winehouse taking a selfie in heaven, maybe Amy Winehouse may not want to take a selfie in heaven. Like, get what I mean? Because they're not here to say whether that was cool or not. Like, for instance, say there was a musician that was an atheist and doesn't even believe in heaven, and then they die. But then somebody else depicts them in heaven. without their consent saying, I don't even believe that there's a heaven. You get what I mean?
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, are we going to be judgmental if we get to heaven? I mean, not everybody's going to go to heaven. But if we get to heaven, are we going to be that judgmental like Ozzy? Oh, yeah, man. I mean, what, you think I'm in heaven now. I can hang out with whoever I want to hang out with. You think I'm going to hang out with that dumb guy who played heavy metal who bit the head off a bat? I don't want to go anywhere near that guy. I mean, are we going to be in heaven? Are we going to be judgmental? Oh, here comes another one through the pearly gates. Oh, wait a minute. That's Michael Jackson. I'm not hanging out with him.
All right. I get the sentiment. I think Rob was trying to do a good thing. But let's say Prince, for instance. I didn't see the AI image of Prince, but Prince was very fashion conscious. Maybe Prince would have disapproved of the shirt that was depicted in the AI thing. Why would you put a picture of me in that shirt or those heels? You know, it's stuff like that I wish that Rod would have gotten past the state first before saying, hey, let's just make an AI image of Prince or Mike. You know, which version of Mike? Was it Afro Mike or was it plastic Mike? Like, which Mike
was
did
it?
He...
Was it black Mike or
yeah,
white Mike?
Exactly. Things like that I wonder if Rod would have gotten approval before he
was
did
it.
That.
Was it he Mike or Michael or was it she Michael? I mean, it, I
see what
know,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
I
little
understand.
Things like, no, fines, maybe, jail time, no. Rod. Did a good thing, know. But that's just my take.
I mean, look, I appreciate your take on that, but I don't think they... I mean, these are public figures, so these pictures were taken. I mean, it's not like they snuck in the bedroom and took a picture of Prince in his, you know, Sesame Street pajamas. I mean, if it's a picture of Prince, chances are Prince is dressed the way he wanted to be seen, the way he wanted to be dressed when he was out in public, so... I don't think this is a big deal, but I'm really surprised that there were people who were just so critical of that. Ian, poor Ian, is just stuck in a back office for the next couple of days working on station business. So Coleman is our studio producer, and we're going to take care of the text messages. Here's a text: Prince and other musicians in the past. Oh wait, let's see. What does it say? It says, "And what about?" And what about the Abraham, Martin, and John? It was a tribute to people who changed the world. And let's see. And Sting just did a song about a tribute to Prince and other musicians in the past. Here's a comment that says, the alternative is elementary, is... Oh, the alternative is eternity in darkness. Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's what we hear. I mean, also I hear it might be a little warm there. I mean, what I've been told is you go to heaven for the weather, you go to hell for the friends. So that's one way to look at it. But I just don't think this is a big deal at all, showing Ozzy Osbourne with these people who passed away. And I think Rod Stewart did it with the best intentions, with no malicious intent. But for some people to call it a crime, you know, you could say, well, I disagree with it or it's in poor taste, but to call it a crime is a bit of a stretch. If you want to join us with your comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I always appreciate all of you who listen to this show while you're working at home, in the car, or in an office. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, but I got to be honest with you. I don't know how any of you concentrate with this show on in the background, because it gets a little wacky sometimes. But anyway, I think that Rod Stewart controversy is really no controversy at all. Hey, still to come, we got to talk about this American Eagle ad with actress Sydney Sweeney. This is an example to me of woke gone wild. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.